奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
In the name of Jesus, I deliver a sermon.
啊，非常欢迎诸位朋友以及弟兄姊妹，都忙参加今天晚上的聚会。
We cordially invite and welcome our friends, brothers and sisters to come join us in tonight's evangelical service.
虽然我们布道会的时间才有一个多小时。
Even though we just have a little more than an hour here.
我们在这里要介绍我们有关信仰上的问题。
We're going to introduce to you the issues about our belief.
假使我们能够存着诚恳的心、谦卑的心来查考。
If we can study these issues with earnesty and humility.
或许这短短一个多小时的时间，可以在我们人生当中啊，得到一个非常宝贵的体验。
Then in this short period of time, we may experience something that's very precious in our lives.
我们在这里有四个晚上啊，要连续来介绍有关信仰上的问题。
For in the next few nights, I shall like to introduce to you our true God.
今天晚上我们要介绍真神。
Tonight we shall introduce to you the true God.
我们知道我们人不可以没有宗教信仰。
We know that humans can never do without faith.
更重要的，我们每一个人应当有正确的宗教信仰。
Most importantly, each and every one of us here today should have the correct religion or faith.
有关拜神的问题，关心到我们个人的，以及我们家庭，以及整个国家社会的祸福问题。
For this issue involves not only our own belief, but as well as the stability of the society and the good of the world.
有一个经济专家，他到南美洲去访问。
There was an economist who went to Southern America to visit.
他到阿根廷访问当时的总统。
He went to Argentina and interviewed the president.
这个总统对他提出一个问题。
The president raised a question.
他说，南美洲跟北美洲同样都是移民的国家。
He said that Northern and Southern America are all nations of immigrants.
如果要看资源的话，南美洲并不会比北美洲差。
And in terms of natural resources, Southern America is no worse than Northern America.
矿产非常丰富。
And there are also an abundance of minerals.
水利资源也相当丰富。
The water and electricity are also abundant.
但是我们南美洲怎么永远没有办法赶上北美洲？
But why is it that the countries in Southern America can never catch up with the nations in Northern America?
这个经济专家对他回答。
And the economist answered.
他说当时啊，从欧洲来的移民。
A long time ago, some immigrants from Russia.
很多西班牙人移民到南美洲去，中南美洲去。
And also many of the Spanish people immigrated to Southern America.
因为他们的目的是要找黄金。
And their reason of moving there was to look for gold.
但是英国的清教徒因为在信仰上得不到自由。
But on the other hand, the Puritans of Europe did not find freedom of religion in Europe.
所以他们移民到美国来，主要的目的就是要来找神。
So they immigrated to Northern America looking for freedom of religion.
所以他们来到美国的土地上以后，他们就是要在这里有一个自由的环境，在这里拜神。
So this Puritan came to Northern America looking for freedom of religion.
所以在独立宣言的时候说啊，我们人的自由平等的权利啊，是从天上的神来的。
That's why in the Declaration of Independence, it is said that equality among men is a God-given fact.
那这个权利是人没有办法去夺去的。
And this right is self-evident, and no one would be allowed to take that away from any human being.
所以一开始建立国家就是用圣经的教训，用神为中心的信仰。
So the very establishment of America was based upon the principles of the Bible.
啊，总统要按着圣经来宣誓。
The president had to be inaugurated into the office by the Bible.
钱币上面都特别注明，我们是相信有神的。
And on all the coins, are written the inscription, we believe in God.
现在最有名的一些大学最早都是从神学院开始。
And many of the most famous universities in the nation are all founded, for theological reasons.
所以虽然短短两百多年的时间。
So within a short period of time, in a little more than 200 years.
因为一开始就过着敬畏神的生活。
Because the people who established this nation led a God-centered life.
所以特别蒙神祝福。建设一个世界上最强盛的国家。
This nation was blessed by God and became the most powerful nation in the world.
所以这不是偶然的。
So this is not a coincidence.
因为圣经里面说啊，以真神为王的国家，这是最有福气的。
The Bible says those who are God-centered will be the most blessed.
虽然最近几十年来啊，很多人否定了神。
Even though in recent decades people have been denying the existence of God.
以人为中心，放弃了信仰。
And people are self-centered and forsake the faith.
所以渐渐的道德堕落，社会产生了很多问题。
And that's why there's a drastic decline of morality, and there are many problems existing in the society today.
所以国家的力量就渐渐的衰落下来。
And so the strength of the nation was weakened.
所以我们知道我们人生当中啊，拜神跟我们的祸福有直接关系。
So we know that whether or not we worship God has a lot to do with our blessings that we receive from God.
这个圣经就是古时代所有的圣徒他们跟神之间交通的一些体验。
The Bible is actually a collection of experiences that people have in the past with God.
他把他们从神那里领受到的一些恩典跟神之间的体验把它记录下来。
These people wrote down their experiences and blessings that they received from God.
所以我们今天同样的可以借着查考圣经来亲近这位真神。
So today through studying the Bible, we can draw close to God.
来得到这位真神给我们的恩典。
We can then receive the grace that this God will give us.
我今天晚上要根据一段圣经大家一起来学习。
Tonight I shall base my sermon upon a passage in the Bible.
你看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
说一位神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，万乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。在圣经里面啊，谈到有很多有关拜神的问题。
The Bible talks about many issues about worshiping God.
那这是古时候有一个传道人叫做保罗。
In the old times, there was a minister named Paul.
用简单的几句话，把我们的信仰、我们所拜的神啊，做一个很彻底的一个介绍。
Paul summarized our belief and our belief in God in these few statements.
这里总共有五句话。
There are five statements here.
第一句话说有一位神。
First statement, one Lord.
第二句话说这一位神是众人的父。
One God and Father of all.
第三句话说他是超乎众人之上。
Third statement, who is over all.
他是冠乎众人之中。
And through all.
也要住在众人之内的神。
And in all.
我们今天晚上就根据这一段圣经啊来做解释。
So tonight we shall base our sermon on this verse.
让我们大家能够对我们所敬拜的真神有一个了解。
Let us then come to an understanding about the God we worship.
这里一开始就说一位神。
First of all, Paul claims that there is only one God.
现在一般人对神的观念大概可以归类为三种。
There are three types of perception about God nowadays.
有一部分人认为说没有神。
The first type of people think that there is no God.
因为神看不到，神在哪里呢？
For God cannot be seen, where can he be?
既然我看不到神，为什么叫我相信有神呢？
And if I can't see God, why should I believe in him?
苏联的太空科学家。
One of the scientists in Russia.
有一个人名叫做迪道夫。
His name
他是第一个驾驶人造卫星绕月球两圈再回来的。
He was the first human to travel around the orbit of the moon twice.
他到了两天以后回来，他就发表评论。
And after his travel, he reported his experience.
他说我已经到过天空。
He said, I have been to heaven.
我走来走去，我找不到神。
And I cannot find God.
所以根本没有神的存在。
So there is no existence of God.
啊，如果我们用我们的常识，我们觉得说他对神的认识实在太幼稚。
And we would think that he has an immature understanding about God.
啊，当时有一个杂志就把他的资料发表了以后又做了一个评论。
At that time there was a magazine article who published his research results and gave comments on them.
他在那个杂志上画了一个图。
And in this magazine was a diagram.
画了一个地球圆圆的。
There was a drawing of the earth.
有一只蚯蚓从这个地表面钻出头来。
And an earthwormturning out of the earth.
在这个地面上头转了两圈。
And this earthworm turned its head twice.
旁边有几个字说明说，根本没有苏联的总理，因为我看不到他。
And besides, the earthworm were the explanation that there is no Russian president, for I can't see him.
有的人认为说神我看不到，所以我就不相信。
Some people think that as long as we can't see him, we do not need to believe him.
事实上，我们人的眼睛我们视力有一定的限度。
But actually, we are limited in our sight.
很多存在的东西，我们的眼睛看不出来。
There are many things in existence that we cannot see.
但是我们不能够否定这些物质的存在。
But we can never deny their existence.
比如说风，我们看不见。
For example, we cannot see wind.
没有一个人说他能够看到风在走。
There is no one who can claim that he can see the movement of wind.
但是风你虽然看不见，你可以体验得到。
But even though you can't see wind, you can experience it.
风吹到你身体，你会感到凉爽。
When wind blows on you, we will feel cold.
风吹到树木，它会微微摇动。
When the wind blows on a tree, the tree will shake.
如果风很大的时候，还会发出响声来。
And if there's a gust of wind, the leaves will make its noise.
虽然你看不到风，但是你不能够否认风的存在。
And so, even though you can't see wind,We cannot deny its existence.
电我们看不见。
We can't see electricity.
但是电阻的流动以后产生电流。
But the movement of electrons cause the movement of electricity.
所以让电灯会亮。
And so the light bulbs are lighted.
电器用品会发生它的作用。
Electric appliances, perform their function.
你虽然没有看到电，但是你不能否认电的存在。
So even though you cannot see electricity, you cannot deny its existence.
细菌也是一样。
So are germs.
你看不到细菌，但是细菌却是存在。
You may not see germs, but they do exist.
所以，神虽然你看不见，但是借着很多方面能够证明真神的存在。
So even though you can't see God, there are many ways to prove the existence of God.
说借着天地万物
，through the universe.
因为所有的东西都要有人造。
We can prove the existence of God. For everything on this world are created by.
这么伟大的宇宙万物也不是偶然产生的，有一位伟大的神来造。
Likewise today, the immense power of God is manifested through the things He created.
生命的奥秘也是要证明神的存在。
The mystery of life is also to prove that.
同样，一块田里面
，in a field,
你把它花的种子撒上去
，you will sow some seeds.
它可以长出各样颜色不一样的花。
And the seeds will sprout to form different kinds of flowers.
这不是农夫他自己有办法。
This is not something that a farmer can do.
就是神的作为。
This is the deeds of God.
很多的动物有生命，可以繁殖后代。
There are all kinds of animals that procreate.
就是很小很小的小动物，像蚂蚁，它都可以有生命繁殖后代。
Even tiny little beings like the ant can reproduce.
所以生命本身就是一个非常大的奥秘。这个生命的源头就是从神来的。
So life itself is a mystery. And the source of this life is God.
有人会拜神啊, 有拜神的本能本性, 这也是要证明有神。
Also, our tendency of human beings to worship God also proves the existence of God.
虽然有的人啊, 平时不相信神,
Even though people do not usually believe in a God,
但是当他遇到自己能力没有办法克服的困难, 从心里面就寻求, 就会产生啊, 寻求神的这种概念。
Yet, when they meet with difficulties, they would have a tendency to worship a God.
啊, 很自然的, 他想要去找一个伟大的主宰者来帮助他。
Naturally, people would try to find someone, a God who is greater than he is, to help him.
所以圣经里面说啊, 神已经把有关神的事情放在人的心里面。
That is why the Bible says, God has already placed the things of God in human hearts.
所以人跟一般动物不一样。
So human beings are different from animals.
人很自然就会去寻找神, 找那个根源。
Humans will naturally go and worship God.
虽然共产党啊, 政府建立起来以后啊, 一直破坏宗教。
Ever since the establishment of the Communist Party, many people were denied the freedom to have religion.
宗教信仰是鸦片啊, 所以一直想要把宗教消灭掉。
The Communists treated religion as opium and tried to eliminate it.
但是我们看到最近苏联的共产党垮台了。
But we have seen in recent years that the Communist reign in Russia was destroyed.
苏联的国会开会开到一半, 大家休会, 大家去领圣经。
And the Congress would stop their session and the members would go and get their Bible.
虽然现在在中国大陆还有宗教迫害,
even though there is persecution of religion in mainland China,
但是那个地下教会啊, 发展得相当快,
the underground churches are developing rapidly.
拜神是人的本性啊, 是人没有办法, 人的力量没有办法去消灭的。
Worshipping God is a human tendency such that no one, not even the communists, can destroy the tendency.
所以让我们晓得说真的有神。
That is why we can see the existence of God.
虽然有的人知道有神,
even some people know that there is a God,
但是他们认为说啊, 神好多好多,
they think that there are many gods.
他把天上的日月星辰啊, 地上的动物啊, 植物啊, 通通把它当作神。
Many of these people think of the sun, moon, stars, or the animals in this world as gods.
像东方的一些国家啦, 像希腊啦, 像埃及啦, 或神像很多, 神很多。
For example, the countries in Asia or Egypt or Greece, they all think of the many gods that exist in this world.
他们都在拜,
and they even worship things that they do not even know.
但是这些啊, 都是受造之物啊, 那不是神。
But these are all created things, not the creator himself.
说真正的神啊, 只有一位。
There's only one true God.
我们看使徒行, 诶, 看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书八章第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5.
八章五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5.
说虽然有称为神的, 或在天上, 或在地上, 就好像那许多的神, 许多的主, 第六节。 然而我们只有一位神, 就是父, 万物都是本于他, 我们也归于他, 并有一位主, 就是耶稣基督, 万物都是借着他有的, 我们也是借着他有的。 说虽然有的人认为说神好多好多,
so even though some people think that there are many gods,
但是真正的神只有一位,
there is but one God.
好像一个市里面有一个市长,
it is just like a governor in a province.
一个国家有一个元首,
it is just like the prime minister of a nation.
还有一个宇宙就有一位独一的神,
and of course there is one true God in the universe.
这位神才是真神,
this God is the true God.
其他都是假的神,
all others are false gods.
所以假神虽然很多很多, 但是那是没有用的。
So even though there are many false gods, they are useless.
我们所应当敬拜的就是唯一的, 独一的真神。
What we have to do is to worship the true God.
这位神啊, 跟我们人有很亲密的关系。
And this one true God has an intimate relationship with humans.
有的人啊，拜神他也不考虑说他所拜的神跟他有什么关系。
Some people, while they're in the act of worship, do not realize the relationship with God.
有的人认为说啊，我们传统就是这样拜，我就跟着拜。
Some people worship their God merely out of following the tradition.
啊，有的人认为说啊，很多人都在拜，那我就跟着拜。
Some people worship their God because many people do so.
所以有的神呢、啊，不晓得到底这个跟他有什么关系，他也很虔诚的向他叩拜。
So that's why many people still worship their God out of their sincerity, even though they do not know whom they worship.
有拜神的心是好啊，但是拜错神呐、啊，那就会遭灾。
It is good to worship God, but if worship the wrong way, it will be inflicted with suffering.
所以我们要拜神啊，我们不能够盲目。
So we should not blindly worship any God.
我们要查考说，这位神跟我有什么关系？
We have to analyze and try to find out.The relationship between God and man.
是不是值得我们来敬拜他？
Is it worthy of us to worship him?
刚刚所读的第二句话说，这位神是众人的父亲。
Just now we read that this God is the father of all.
神跟我们人啊，有父子之间的关系。
In other words, God and human beings have a relationship as that of a father.
并且是所有人类的父亲。
And this God is also the father of all human beings.
啊，虽然我当父亲了、啊，但是我不是众人的父亲。
Even though I may be a father now, I'm not the father of all people.
我只有我两个儿子叫我父亲。
I am only a father of two children.
虽然教会里面很多小朋友很可爱，但是我不能叫他说你叫我爸爸。
Even though there are many cute little children in church, I can't force them to call me dad.
啊，啊，有的人虽然很伟大，但是他只是他儿女的父亲，不是众人的父亲。
Some people may be great, but they are merely the parents of their children.
我们所拜的这位神是众人的父。
But the God we worship is the father of all.
父亲就是生养我们的。
A father is the one who brings us forth and raises us.
这位神就是生我们、养我们的神。
And this is the God who created us and sustains us.
因为我们人啊，是由我们的父母亲把我们生下来。
We human beings are given birth to our parents.
我们父母亲也有他的父母亲。
And our parents also have their parents.
但是人类啊，一直往上，一直追溯，追溯到最原始的时候。
But when you trace back our human lineage all the way back to the very beginning,
人类有一个共同的来源。
You will find that there is a common source.
啊，那个最早的人叫做亚当。
And that common source is the first human.
亚当的意思就是土啊。
And the main Adam means soil.
啊，亚当就是神用地上的土所造的。
And soil was, and Adam was created by God using soil.
所以圣经里面说，神从一个根本造一个人以后，借着他们生养所有的全人类。
That's why the Bible records that after God created Adam, he would be the one to give.The whole human race.
所以最早的这个人亚当称为神的儿子。
That is why the first human Adam was also known as the son of God.
所以人类是由神来的。
That is why human beings come from God.
我们的生命，我们的灵魂也是神赐给我们的。
Our life and our soul are all given by God.
虽然父母亲把我们生下来。
Even though our parents have given us forth.
但是这个生命是神赐的。
But this life is given by God.
父母亲啊，生小孩子，有的小孩子出生了以后就没有生命。
Children may be born, but they may lose their life immediately after they are born.
假使生命是父母亲给他的，啊，这个快要死掉的，没啊，或者是死掉的小孩子，妈妈就生再生一个生命给他就好了。
But we know that if parents can give life to us, then they would merely give this kind of children their life.
所以我们今天能够活着、啊、这个生命的来源从神来。
So we know that the source of our existence is God himself.
他给我们气息，给我们生命，我们就能够活着。
God gives us breath and life so that we may live.
当神把我们的生命拿走，我们人就活不下去了。
When God takes away our life, we can no longer live.
所以他称为我们万灵，所有灵魂的父亲，所有生命的源头。
That is why he is the source of all life.
这位神也是养我们的神。
This God also sustains us.
啊，我们现在一般科学家，他们知道这个宇宙当中有好几亿万的星球。
Nowadays, the scientists know that there are billions and trillions of stars.
啊，但是只有现在知道的只有地球有人类居住。
But there is only one known planet where human beings can dwell, and that is the Earth.
啊，其他的星球到现在还没有发现说有人类有生物存在。
Until now, they cannot find another planet where human beings can dwell.
我们知道说这不是偶然的。
We know that this is no coincidence.
这是神特别预备、特别创造的。
We know that this Earth is especially prepared by God for us.
所以把人最能够生存的一个环境啊。都把它预备得相当好。
So God has prepared for us all the suitable conditions for human existence.
啊，充足的空气、水分、阳光。
Sufficient sunlight, air, and water.
啊，温度刚好适合人居住。
And the right temperature for human existence.
其他的星球有的啊，啊，白天摄氏250几度，晚上-250几度，那怎么活呢？
In some of the planets.The temperature will vary so greatly in the day and in the night that no human can ever exist.
但是人要生活所需要的东西啊，在地球上通通有。
But God has provided human beings with everything he needs.
因为神把它预备好了，然后才造人。
Because God has prepared the world for us before he created man.
这是神的爱啊。
This is God's love.
好像妈妈快要生小孩子的时候。
For example, when a mother is about to give birth,
啊，事先就去买婴儿床。
She would first prepare a bed.
啊，买小孩子婴孩出生以后要吃的、要用的一些器具。
And prepare the food and other things that this child would need.
啊，预备好了啊，然后这个宝宝生下来，一些用具通通有了。
And once all things are prepared, she would give birth to this child.
人在造我们人就是这样。
And this is also how God has created human beings.
所以我们生活当中所需用的一切，神都赐给我们。
That is why God has given us all the sustenance we need.
还有赏赐万物了，五谷菜蔬，让我们生活需用。
And God has given us all kinds of food for us to enjoy.
好，这是。生我们养我们的神，所以他是众人的父。
And because he gave birth to us and sustained us, he is the father of all.
儿女尊敬父母亲啊，这是理所当然的。
It is only natural for us to honor our parents.
所以我们敬畏这位神也是理所当然的，也是我们人的本分。
Likewise, it is only natural for us to worship this God who created us.
再来说这位神啊。他是超乎众人之上的神。
And the Bible also mentions that this Father or this God is above all.
因为他是住在天上至高之处。
For this God dwells in the high places in heaven.
啊，圣经里面呢、啊，用很多的地方，有很多的地方来描述神的住处。
The Bible has many passages that describe the dwelling place of God.
他说神是住在众星之上。
The Bible says that the dwelling place of God is far beyond the stars and
the planets. 是人没有办法靠近的荣光里面。
It's a place of light where no human beings can ever approach.
他说那个地方称为天堂。
And that place is the heaven.
还有时候也称为第三层天。
And that place is also known as the third heaven.
啊，第一层天就是大气层了。
The first heaven is the atmosphere.
啊，第二层就是空，这个太空了。
The second heaven is the
然后就是进到灵界呀、啊。
And the dead heaven will be the spiritual realm.
神是住在至高之处，是超乎众人之上的神。
God is the one who dwells in that high place and is above all.
另外一方面也指着说，这位神的是非常伟大的神。
This God is also a great God.
比所有的人都伟大。
This God is greater than all human beings.
他的能力智慧啊，超过所有人的集合。
His wisdom is wiser and greater than that of all human wisdom combined.
所以我们要拜神啊，要拜伟大的神啊。
So we should worship this great God.
我们不要拜那些塑造之物啊，那些有些智力啦、啊能力都比我们人差得多。
We should not worship those things that are inferior to us.
他那根本没有办法来。啊，赐福给我们呢、啊。
That we should not worship those things that cannot even bless us.
我们这位神呐、啊，有办法创造万物， 啊，主宰万物。
But the God we worship created all things and take charge of all things.
啊，所以天上的星宿啦，地上的河川啦，山岳啦，各样都是神所造的。
And the stars in heaven, the stream and the mountains on earth are all creation of God.
我们看约伯记的十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 12.
约伯记十二章第七节。
Job chapter 12, verse 7.
说你且问主兽，主兽必指教你；又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你。第八节
，eight，
不与地说话，地必指教你；海中的鱼也必向你说明。第九节
，nine，
看这一切，谁不知道是神的所做成的呢？这里讲到说，万物啊，都是神的所造的。
Here mentionsThat all things are created by the hand of the Lord.
所以我们查看万物啊，我们就了解神的智慧能力实在非常的伟大，非常了不起。
That is why if we examine the creation of God, we would find His immense wisdom and power.
我们用我们人来做比喻就好。
Let's take us for an example.
啊，古时候大卫王啊，在称赞神说：“神啊，我受造是何等的奇妙可畏啊！”
Are also great.
我们看，光光说我们人的心脏。
Let us take our heart for.
我们的心脏大概拳头这么大。
Our heart is only about the size of a.
但是每天可以处理呀11吨的血液。
But every day this heart would manage about 11 tons of blood.
啊，虽然小小，但是它相当于140匹马的力量。
And even though this.Heart may be only fifth size.
啊，可以让我们用一辈子。
It has 140 horsepower and can help us.
啊，有的七八十年。
Some would last 70 or 80.
甚至有的人用到100多年。
And some people may live over 100 years.
不会故障。
And the heart would never fail them.
啊，这个血液输送出来啊，这个血管啊，微血管，你把它一直加起来。
And if you add all the arteries and capillaries in the body,
说比世界上最高的山喜马拉雅山还要高过好多。
And the length of that would be several times longer than the height of Mount Himalaya.
这是我们神的伟大。
And this is the greatness of God.
啊，我们知道说所有的交通啊、秩序哈、哦，一定要有人去控制，它才会非常有规律、有秩序。
We know that we need people to control traffic.
这个秩序是人把它人为。人的力量把它控制，它就非常有秩序。
And we human beings have to take charge of the traffic in order for the traffic to flow.
啊，这个宇宙啊，各样的星球啊，四季啊，非常有的秩序。
Likewise, there is an order in all things of the universe.
也是有一位伟大的主宰者让它有秩序。
And this order is given by this God.
圣经告诉我们，就是神借着他的大能力啊，托住万有。
The Bible tells us that God holds on to all things of this universe through His mighty hand.
所以各星球有一定的轨道，一定的距离。
And that's why there's a fixed distance between different orbits.
一定运转的方向跟速度。
And there are a certain way that planets would move.
这都不是偶然的。
These things are no coincidence.
这是我们伟大的神在主宰。
These things are all controlled by God.
神也主宰我们人的一生命运。
God has also in control of our destiny.
我们的生死富贵贫贱啊，都在他手中。
Our birth and death, our prosperity and poverty are all under His control.
所以我们要敬畏他，因为他是主宰我们一生富苦的神。
That's why we need to worship Him, for He controls us.
我们的人力啊，相当有限。
We are so limited.
我们生活当中经常会遇到很多人没有办法克服的困难。
In our lives, we may face many things that are insurmountable.
但是我们的神是最伟大的神。
But our God is the greatest God.
在人做不到的事情，在神没有一样做不到的。
Whatever is impossible to man is possible to God.
所以我们有这位神可以靠。
That is why we have this God to rely upon.
你什么事情都可以来找他，向他祷告。
But whatever difficulty you may have, you can pray to Him.
在他没有什么难成的事情。
In Him, there's nothing that cannot be done.
啊，我们有一个姐妹。
We have a sister.
她还没有信主以前啊，遇到很大的困难。
Who before she believed in the Lord Jesus had some trouble in his life.
那结婚了以后啊，就生重病。
After she got married, she was afflicted with a lot of disease.
啊，本来啊，她的先生以为她怀孕了，就带她去检查。
And at first, her husband thought that she was pregnant, and he brought her to the hospital for checkup.
但是医生检查说啊，她那个不是怀孕，是生重病。
But after the examination, the doctor told her that she had a serious illness.
并且告诉她说，她的妻子啊没有办法生育。
And also told the husband that she would never be able to give birth.
啊，结果啊，本来想说结婚了以后啊要传宗接代，啊。李太太要来帮助就帮手。
So originally the husband thought that by marrying her, they would have their children and to have them help in their lives.
没想到娶进来以后就生了不治之症。
But unfortunately, after marriage, the husband found out that she had a fatal disease.
后来这个先生就叫他说：“那你回娘家好了，你回去啦，我娶这个太太没有用。”
And the husband decided to send her home for.He felt that she was useless to him.
啊，很可怜呐！回到家，妈妈看到以后说：“你嫁出去了，你是嫁给杨家，你是杨家的人呐。”
And when the mother saw that she returned home, she told her that since you have married your husband, you should belong to their household.
啊，你现在回来做什么
？And why are you back now?
啊，她想说啊，先生婆婆不要我，啊，现在回到家里，妈妈也不要我了。
And she thought to herself, if her parents-in-law didn't want her, and now her own parents didn't want her. So she cried.
啊，妈妈还是比较有慈心了，就好了，回来就回来了，啊，就旁边啊弄一个小床，让她住在那里。
And the mother, being more loving, decided to let her stay.
啊，后来什么也没有办法吃东西啦，越来越瘦啦，皮包骨。
And she was not able to take in any food, and she.Grew thinner and thinner each day.
那很奇妙啊！刚好我们教会有一个姐妹，跟她的妈妈以前好朋友，好几年没有见面。
Miraculously, a sister of our church was a very good friend of her mother, whom she has not seen for a while.
然后来拜望她。
And this sister, incidentally, went to visit her mother.
啊，跟妈妈讲话讲了一半，突然看到说，哎，里面怎么有一个人呢、啊？瘦的那个样子。
And while they were chatting.Our sister saw that her daughter was in serious illness.
她问她说：“这到底什么人呢、啊？”
And our sister asked her, "Who is that?"
啊，说这因为她的女儿啊生病被赶回来了。
And then the mother of this woman told our sister that she was ill and was sent back home by her husband.
啊，这个妈妈的朋友啊就向她传福音，介绍道理。
And so our sister.Preach the gospel to the mother and the daughter.
告诉他说，你既然这样，你要专心依靠神。
And she told them that they should rely on God.
他用那个人力车啊，把他推到教会去聚会。
And they were brought to the church.
啊，本来都没有办法吃东西，啊，后来在教会跟人家吃一点点那个稀饭。
At the very beginning, she could not eat anything.And she could only take in a little porridge.
啊，结果每个安息日都来参加聚会。
And every Sabbath day, this woman would come to the church.
啊，后来就渐渐的身体健康起来。
And finally, she recovered from her disease.
啊，后来就受洗信主啊，变成一个很健康的一个女人。
She believed in the Lord and was baptized and became healthy again.
啊，她的先生知道以后啊。他说这个太太健康了，又来把她接回去。
And after she was cured of her disease, the husband decided to take her back again.
啊，本来医生说他这个太太啊，子宫有问题，根本没有办法怀孕的。
And at first, the doctor told the husband that his wife would not be able to give birth.
但是经过了两年以后啊，这个太太怀孕，生了一个儿子。
But after 2 years, this wife.Gave birth and had a son.
他把这个小孩子取名叫做信生，因为信耶稣，所以才生这个小孩。
And the name of the child was had the meaning that because she believed in Jesus, she gave birth.
因为本来是不会生的，但是耶稣是给她小孩。
Before she could not give birth, but after she believed in Jesus, she gave birth.
过了三年，生第二个小孩是一个女孩。
Three years later, she had a daughter.
她接着说信耶稣很好，就把这个小孩取名叫信好。
And she thought that was the wonderful blessing of God.
过了三年又生一个儿子。
Three years later, she had another son.
那个时候啊，因为她的家人都没有信主，给她很大的逼迫。
And at that time, her family members were not in good terms with her because she believed in the Lord.
叫她不可以到教会。
And her family members persuaded her not
to go to the church. 但是她说，我信耶稣都是正确的。
And but she thought that her belief was right.
如果没有耶稣的话，我现在怎么能够健康？怎么能够有这个家庭？
If I had not believed in Jesus, how can I be so healthy now and have such a good family?
所以逼迫很大，但是她很勇敢。
So even though there was great persecution, she was brave to face it.
所以第三个小孩子起名叫做信勇。
That is why the name of the third son.Is to believe in the boldness of the Lord.
越相信越勇敢，逼迫不怕。
The more she believed, the bolder she was about her faith.
所以我们的神是无所不能的神。
So our God is Almighty.
他是超乎众人之上的神。
He is above all.
所以他是冠乎众人之中的神。
He is also through all.
虽然神住在天上至高之处。
Even though God dwell in the high places of heaven,
但是因为神是灵，
yet because He is spirit,
是超越时间跟空间的。
He transcends space and time.
神的灵是充满天地、充满万有的。
And the spirit of God fills all things.
所以我们随时随地，有神跟我们同在，随时随地来帮助我们。
So wherever we are, we have God abiding with us to help us.
我们看到说一般有的拜偶像的人。
We know that there are many people who worship idols.
他们要把那个偶像有的背在身上。
And these idol worshippers would sometimes carry their
idol. 有的要挂一个东西在身上，这样来保平安。
And some people have to wear talisman for protection.
以前在台中，我们有一个弟兄
Some time ago, we have a brother in Taichung, Taiwan.
他本来拜偶像很厉害。
He was an ardent believer.
他们家有五层楼。
Of idols, and his house is five stories high.
本来在一楼设了一个神坛。
On the first story, he
所谓的要保平安。
He especially built an altar for the idol.
但是还是不平安。
But he had no peace.
有一些鸡童什么就跟他讲，说你们住在一楼有的那个不好的东西从上面下来，所以你楼上也要装一个神坛。
And some of the sorcerers advised him to build another altar for the idols on the fifth floor.
所以楼下的门也锁住了，楼上也锁住了。
And so the doors on the first story and the fifth story were locked.
但是后来还是不平安。
But then he still didn't have peace.
所以二楼、三楼、四楼，通通弄了很多的神像。
And so he built altars on all the stories.
后来还是不平安刚好有人介绍他来信主。
But he still didn't have peace, and finally someone asked him to come and believe in Jesus.
结果来了以后知道说信耶稣才对，就把那些神像用卡车、小卡车装了一卡车到教会的门口，在那里烧。
And after he believed in Jesus, he took out all the idols and put them on a truck, shipped it to the front of the church and burned them.
因为那不是神
Because the idols he worshipped were not God.
我们的神是无所不在的神。
Our God is omnipresent.
我们有一个弟兄他以前是空军的飞行员。
We have another brother who was a pilot.
他现在家在纽约他是航空公司的副驾驶。
He now stays in the East Coast and is a co-pilot in an airline.
他以前有一次在那个海岸边在演习飞行的时候。
There was one time when he was in his training by
the
coast.
在十二月天说那个海浪差不多有三层楼高。
It was in December, and the wave of the sea was about three stories high.
结果飞机故障啊, 所以他就跳降落伞, 跳下来。
And because there was a mechanical problem in his plane, he had to abandon the plane.
一般在那种情况之下, 一定没有生命。
In that situation, most people would have died.
啊，那这个军队里面知道说啊， 出事情了, 飞机失踪。
And finally, the headquarters was informed of this accident.
就通知他的家人。
And informed his family members.
他们家人啊, 在家里啊, 就一直拼命地为他祷告。
And the family members pray earnestly for this person.
虽然这个弟兄那个时候还在慕道, 还没受洗。
Even though this brother at that time was still seeking the truth in the church,
啊, 空军后来派很多飞机出去找。
The Air Force decided to send a fleet of
结果在那个很大的海浪当中就发现说他还在那里浮浮沉沉。
And in the midst of the sea, they found him.
然后把他救回来。
And rescued him.
在军队里面啊, 说这是例外了。 一般啊, 都没有生命了, 不然就是受重伤, 但是他一点伤痕都没有, 很平安地回来。
And most of the people in the Air Force thought that was an exception.
啊，这的确是神的看顾啊。
That is actually the protection of God.
我们有一个弟兄啊, 在那个 远洋渔船啊, 工作。
We have a brother who works with a fishing company.
啊，因为他渔船出去, 有时候好几个月才回来。
Because the ship will go to far away places for several
months. 他们带很多的食物, 很多的蔬菜。
And they brought along with them much food and vegetables.
啊，因为他是一个轮机长。
Because he was one of the captains.
啊，所以他就要到那个船舱里面哈。 冷冻库里面去检查一下。
He had to go to certain places in the ship to check.
结果他一进去啊, 突然间那个海浪很大, 船就一关啊, 结果那个门就关起来了。
To check some of the mechanical problems in the ship, and because there was great wave, he was locked inside.
那个舱门很厚啊, 在里面你怎么敲怎么打, 外面根本听不见。
And because the door of that room was so thick, no matter how hard he tried to knock, no one responded.
里面的温度相当低。
The temperature in the room was very low.
有的人就是进到里面，你如果冻死在里面。
Some people freeze to death after entering the room.
他就感到很冷。
So he was very cold.
他无论怎样一直推门啊, 就推不开。
No matter how hard he pushed, the door would not open.
啊，他想啊, 假如不是主耶稣救他的话, 他一定会死在里面。
And he thought that if Jesus had not rescued him, he would have died in the room.
所以在船舱, 在那个, 啊, 冷冻舱里面啊, 一直哭啊, 一直拼命祷告。
So in that room, he cried out loud and prayed to God.
祷告了一下子, 觉得身体软和一下, 啊, 再去推推门啊, 还是推不开。
After he felt a little warmer after his prayer, he continued to push the door.
然后他就继续拼命地又祷告。
He could not open it, and so he continued to pray.
祷告了一下子, 突然间听到一个咔嚓一声。
After a while, he heard a sound.
他一看啊, 门打开了。
And the door was open.
跑出来一看, 外面都没有人。
And he looked around and didn't see anyone.
啊, 因为你再怎么叫啊, 都不可能有人啊。
For no matter how hard he shouted, nobody responded.
结果在那个危急, 生命关头, 主耶稣为他开门, 让他平安出来。
At the verge of death, Jesus opened the door to let him out.
所以我们的神是无所不在, 随时可以监察我们, 看顾我们的神。
So our God is one who is always by our side to protect us.
所以圣经里面说啊, 你相信真神啊, 你就大有倚靠。
That is why the Bible says if you believe in the Lord, he will be your reliance.
虽然你的儿女不在你身边啊, 但是他们也有避难所。
Even though your children may not be beside you, they can have a shelter.
因为透过你的祷告, 神会看顾你的儿女。
For through your prayers, your children will be protected as well.
最后一句话说啊, 这位神要住在我们众人之内。
Finally, the Bible says that this God is in all.
我们如果说有一个比较伟大成名的人啊, 还要来见我们, 我们感到很荣幸。
We would be very honored if somebody of a high status come and meet us.
啊，有的人啊, 他居住的环境, 如果旁边有一个伟人啊, 他也觉得说, 哎, 很光荣啊。
And some people will be honored if one of his neighbors is a prominent person in the city.
我在报纸上看到说，他有一个人啊，他很崇拜雷根。
There was an article in the newspaper about a man who admired Reagan.
啊，所以他把他的儿子取名叫做雷根。
And he named his son after him.
啊，他就一直收集有关雷根的一些资料。
And this person collected all the information about President
Reagan. 啊，自己弄了一个房间，好像一个小图书馆一样。
And he even built a small library in his house.
里面都是有关雷根的一些事迹的一些资料。
In which were all the information he has collected about President Reagan.
啊，他说他一生最大的一个愿望啊，就希望能够跟雷根啊见一次面。
And he said that his lifelong wish in his life is to meet Reagan.
但是很可惜了，到那个报纸登出来的时候，他还没有见到面。
Unfortunately, when this article was published, he had not seen Reagan yet.
所以一个人啊，如果说能够跟一个伟人在一起，就好像很光荣啊。
So most of us would think that we are honored if we can meet someone of a high.
那我们这位伟大的神啊，说他要来跟我们同住。
But this great God that we worship actually dwells in us.
这位神是最伟大的神，他是万王之王啊。
This God we worship is the King of Kings.
他是超过所有的人啊。
He is far beyond all men.
但是他却要跟我们住在一起。
But he will dwell in us.
所以我们是何等的福气。
So how fortunate and blessed we are.
啊，神就是要借着他的灵住在我们里面。
God's Spirit will dwell in us.
说随时随地来带领我们，看顾我们，保护我们。
So wherever we are, he will be here to guide us and protect us.
还要借着他的灵来教导我们。
And through his spirit, he will also teach us.
啊，这是我们信主的最大的福气。
This is the greatest blessing of all when we believe in Jesus.
所以我们今天呢，介绍这位真神。
So today we have introduced to you the true God.
盼望我们每一个人呢，都能够竭力来追求真正的认识他。
So let us all try our best to pursue him.
他是独一的真神。
He is the one God.
他是我们众人生命灵魂的父亲。
He is the father of our life.
他是最最伟大、最崇高、最慈爱的神。
He is the God who is the highest and who loves us the most.
他也要施恩典给我们，要跟我们同在。
And he will give us his grace and to be with us.
所以我们相信依靠他的人呢，就是最大的福分。
So those who believe and trust in him are the most blessed people.